In today's show, I'm going to be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as the continued ongoing war against Bitcoin and Bitcoin content creators. Quoting Max Kaiser right here, YouTube took down 900 hours and 1,800 episodes, 13 years of work, including the very first extensive multi-year international coverage of Bitcoin via the Kaiser Report, because we reported on some inconvenient truths and deep-rooted corruption about the U.S. economy and banking system. This is McCarthyism 2.0, and it leaves an indelible stain on America's corrupt venal politicians. So there you have it firsthand, coming from the high priest, Max Kaiser. Also in today's show, the SEC has violated due process, says Coinbase CLO, on their motion to dismiss. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as Bitcoin whale splurge over $750 million on Bitcoin in the past 3 months, says crypto analytics firm Sentiment. We'll also be discussing veteran trader Tone Vays issues a Bitcoin alert and says one Bitcoin support level needs to hold to avoid a massive panic. Let's go. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin miners need Bitcoin price over $98,000 by the time of the next halving, which is now less than 9 months away. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome to the entire Crypto News Alerts fam. I'm your fearless leader, JV. This is Rumble live stream number 4 and podcast episode number 1361. I do have some new podcast gear. Let's call out Gary Gensler. How you doing today, Gary?
I'm doing great. How's the Crypto News Alerts fam? They call me No Claire Gare because I don't really care.
Hilarious, right? Anyways, fam, let's dive into today's market watch. As you can see right here on your screen, we can see Bitcoin currently correcting about 1%, but maintaining above 29,000, which is good to note. We also have Ether down 0.75%, maintaining just above $1,800. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com, the current crypto market cap sits at $1.17 trillion, with about $27 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 48.6% and the Ether dominance at 18.9%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, we got PLS, we got FXS, but the majority of the alts are currently correcting and in the red, including the biggest loser being XDC. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 54, which is neutral. Yesterday was a 52, the same as last week, and last month, a 61 in greed. So there you have it. A massive shout out to everyone in the live chat. I'm going to give everyone some love. What's good, Crypto Cow? Parallel Economies, Digital Dankness, what is poppin'? Fernando, welcome to the live stream, Sailing with Twins, Chris, Mofo, Minka. Appreciate you guys and appreciate the ongoing continued support. Naturally, as we do every show, at the end of the episode, I'll be doing the live Q&A and reading everyone's comments out loud. But now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis, shall we? And check out the charts and what is popping right now with the King Crypto. Let's get it. Bitcoin in inched higher August 4th on the Wall Street Open as mixed U.S. unemployment data rocked the U.S. dollar strength, as we can see here at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph and TradingView followed the Bitcoin price action, then set daily highs of 29,273. Meanwhile, U.S. jobless figures came in below expectations on the day at 3.5% versus an estimated 3.6%, while the number of jobs added was less than forecasted. Responding financial commentator Holger shared that there is no clear message. Despite the fastest rising rates of all time, the labor market remains strong, and also says this is the most resilient labor market in history. And while the U.S. stocks and Bitcoin managed to eke out modest gains as a result, the U.S. dollar felt the pressure and what could aid a more pronounced Bitcoin price rebound. Here you're looking at the US dollar currency index known as the DXY. You can see down 0.6% on the day at 101.8, setting new lows for August. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, this means DXY down, stocks up, and Bitcoin potentially up, awaiting CPI next week. And turning to Bitcoin itself, a popular trader skew, trash rash moves amongst traders as brief Bitcoin price volatility appeared, as he shared here on X, short taken out and some short float left still. So there you have it. And nonetheless, he described the broader market reaction to the data as very interesting, and quoting material indicators, was watching the Bitcoin PA in real time on fire charts as the economic reports came across the wire. Purple whale started editing resistance as the numbers came in. Then the column of bids and asks were pulled, and a few minutes later removed. And also, they go on to share, Crypto Tony, I feel we will be struck above the support zone for the weekend. More now, no entry for now, as we just remain range bound. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And do you think we are likely to rise or what? Or continue to correct as 29 seems to hold strong, but some analysts are predicting we get a correction as low as $25,000. So let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And now let's discuss the ongoing war on Bitcoin. I'm sure, unless you've been living under a rock, you're probably aware by now, I was terminated by YouTube approximately 3 days ago. They refused to reinstate my account even after my appeal, which they said it was originally going to take 3 days for a human being to review. Then a few hours later, they said, no, we've reviewed and we made the right decision. We know that is fraudulent. So it is what it is. And it's not just about me. There's a lot of other pure Bitcoin content creators being attacked right now on YouTube. And it's a sad thing. We must stick up for one another. Or if not, we acquiesce and we're given consent for the powers to be to continue to do us dirty. So with that being shared, I also found it interesting that Max Kaiser just made this recent tweet, which much respect, a shout out to Max and Stacy. He points out here, and he just wrote this, YouTube took down 900 hours, 1800 episodes. FYI, I had roughly 1800 videos myself, and 13 years of work, including the very first extensive multi-year international coverage of Bitcoin of the Kaiser Report, because we reported on some inconvenient truths and deep-rooted corruption about the US economy and banking system. This is McCarthyism 2.0, and it leaves an indelible stain on America's corrupt venal politicians. Amen. Now, here's another gentleman that just got deplatformed from YouTube, because like I said, this is not all about me. I'm sticking up for my fellow brothers and sisters. He shared here, my YouTube channel of 3 years with 23,500 subs, 400 solo streams, and 1,000 pods was deleted by Team YouTube 4 days ago, the same fucking day they terminated my account, just FYI. The reason my Bitcoin content promotes illegal activities, like don't hold your keys, that's considered illegal, apparently. I am the voice of Bitcoin in my home country, Bulgaria, with just shy of 7 million citizens in Eastern Europe. Bulgaria needs Bitcoin as much as any other country. I have devoted the last 3 years of my life to orange pilling fellow Bulgarians. We went through hyperinflation in 96, 97, removing 3 zeros from our currency. So we are well familiar with the corrosion of fiat. Last year, we organized the Bulgarian Bitcoin Conference, where Jeff Booth, Greg Foss, and Natalie Brunel and more joined us to discuss Bitcoin and what it could mean for the world as well as Bulgaria. In my content, I discuss macroeconomics, the Senate hearings in the US and bond market worldwide, the real estate market, and more. The channel has never had a strike. FYI, my channel didn't receive any strikes either. The content has never been reported as crossing the community guidelines. Sound familiar? My Bitcoin mission in Bulgaria will continue. I will change platforms, say goodbye to YouTube, will not be silenced. If a fellow Bitcoin content creator gets terminated in a situation similar to mine, think of my case, and more importantly, ask yourself, why would they terminate Bitcoin content creators? That's the million-dollar question here, right? I will stream here on X. However, Elon hasn't added OBS keys yet. My content cannot be done through a phone. YouTube is the dominant video platform. The question is, for how much longer? Touche. What are your guys' thoughts on the ongoing deplatforming across YouTube for Bitcoin content creators? Let me know your honest thoughts on how this makes you feel in the comments right down below, because you already know how it makes me feel. That's no secret. You know what I mean? I think YouTube is most likely, they don't really care. They're the largest platform in the world and obviously controlled by the powers that be, aka forces of evil. They have very clear agendas, and apparently we have violated those agendas. I think warning people about the dangers of CBDCs and how they're going to use it to control the population may have been one of the many things on their radar, which may have gotten us deplatformed, because that gentleman I just shared his account also got terminated. He was also preaching the same message. He was a very pure Bitcoin content creator doing his thing every day and consistently. And I feel like they wanted to squash us before we become too big and too influential. I think the channels on YouTube that have 100,000 plus subscribers are safer because there's such a big community backing them. We also witnessed this back in 2019. There was an attack on all crypto-related content creators on YouTube, like 50 plus of them. They all lost their accounts, they got terminated, but they reinstated them because the community voiced their opinions and, you know, shared how they really felt about that. So in this case, we're smaller channels. They may be able to get away with it, but that doesn't mean I don't have a voice and that I won't continue exposing them for their corruption and so forth. But I mean, it is what it is. At the end of the day, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to, you know, be upset over it. I'm just going to move forward and go from there because I can't control their stupid decisions at the end of the day. So I'm not going to beat myself up over something I have no control over. Let me know if that makes sense. And with that being shared, fam, now let's dive into the latest with Coinbase versus the SEC and their recent motion to dismiss. And I appreciate all the fantastic chat in the comment section. Much love. Keep the comments coming. Like I said, I'll be reading everyone's comments out loud. US-based crypto exchange Coinbase, the largest crypto exchange in the United States, filed a motion to dismiss a lawsuit brought by the SEC back in June, in a August 4th filing with the U.S. District Court for the Southern District in New York. Lawyers for Coinbase filed a motion for judgment, claiming the SEC violated due process, abused its discretion, and abandoned its own earlier interpretations of security laws. Facts. Take that, Gary. And in asserting certain regulatory authority over the crypto exchange, the legal team cited precedent from the SEC versus Ripple case, in which a judge ruled XRP largely did not qualify as a security by the commission's existing standards. And specifically, Coinbase's filing disputed that transactions of the 12 tokens at issue in the SEC case met the definition of investment contracts under the Howey test, and the exchange was operating as an unregistered broker, allegedly, and argued the commission's challenges to its staking program fail as a matter of law. Now, the crypto firm has requested the court to dismiss the case, arguing the SEC's enforcement action was punitive and represented an overreach in its authority granted by Congress. Let me know if you agree or disagree. I also think it's unlawful regulation by the SEC, and obviously I am not a fan of No Claire Gare. Now, the SEC filed the lawsuit against Coinbase on June 6, roughly 3 months after the exchange received a Wells notice from the federal regulator. The firm consistently denied the SEC allegations that its activities potentially violated security laws, and it announced August 3rd during an earnings call that it would be filing a motion to dismiss. And in addition to Coinbase, the SEC pursuing enforcement actions against Binance and Hex founder Richard Hart. U.S. lawmakers recently passed legislation through committees that would restructure the commission's authority over digital assets, which are signed into law. So there you have it. First and foremost, coming directly by the SEC. Do you think their unlawful regulation will continue? And do you think Coinbase could get this entire lawsuit dismissed as a result of violating their due process? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And hey, I just got word from Gary Gensler. He's back.
Hey, it's me, Gary, again. I just want you to know that every cryptocurrency is an unregistered security, including my own mother. Isn't that funny, folks?
Quite funny, Gary, but hey, I got more important things to do, brother. So let's continue on with the show. That's enough of Gary, right? Anyways, fam, now let's discuss the latest with these Bitcoin whales doing mass accumulation. And massive shout out to all my long-term Bitcoin hodlers out there. Let's break this down. New data from market intelligence firm Sentiment reveals that deep-pocketed Bitcoin investors splurged almost $1 billion on the King crypto during the last 3 months. According to Sentiment, Bitcoin millionaires as well as billionaires have ramped up their activity since May, accumulating the top crypto asset by market cap at a high rate, pushing their total amount of Bitcoin owned up to 11.5 million, which is over half of the Bitcoin's overall supply, quoting Santiment here. There are currently 15,870 Bitcoin addresses that hold at least 100 BTC. Collectively, these whales own 11.5 million BTC, making up over half of the total existing supply, which is 59.2%. And over the past 12 weeks, their collective share has risen by 27,755 BTC. And furthermore, the crypto analytics platform notes that whale activity centered around Wrapped Bitcoin has also seen a major spike in activity as well. Quoting them here, Wrapped Bitcoin is seeing major activity today after a pair of 2,000 Wrapped Bitcoin moves that resulted in a drop in exchange supply. On-chain transaction volume is at its highest level in over a month. This is especially relevant in how Bitcoin can be impacted. That's right. And as outlined right here, charts don't lie. Wrapped Bitcoin sees the largest transaction volume in over a month as the whales move supply off exchanges. Can you say incoming Bitcoin supply shock? Send it and let's frickin' go. And now for the latest from ToneVase, an analyst I've been following for quite some time, and I often share his insights here on the channel. Let's break down the latest from the one and only ToneVase. Veteran analyst ToneVase is warning that Bitcoin is facing a pivotal movement while revealing that he is lowering the Bitcoin allocation of his portfolio. He tells his subs that chances of Bitcoin falling are now high as the selling pressure is elevated. So he's ultimately giving us a warning here. He says, Bitcoin continues to struggle, and as I expect, did not say on the last stream that there is a high probability Bitcoin is going to drop down to the next moving average. And I also made it very clear that if today's candle is going to drop below yesterday's candle, that it would be time to lower the allocation to 50% because we know where it's going to go next. Bitcoin can do anything. Preach. It can easily go below 25,000 low. We have no idea. There is still plenty of people with large amounts of Bitcoin that are selling it for God knows what reason. And according to the veteran trader, a wave of selling from panicked investors and traders can ensue if Bitcoin could revisit 25,000, the psychological support level. Quoting him again, if the market was to challenge these $25,000 lows, it is actually possible for Bitcoin to fall significantly lower. This is the area around 25.5. We can't really afford to go below. We are really flirting with a disaster. So this looks really bad. Bitcoin needs to immediately reverse. And by immediately, I mean this month of August. It doesn't have the opportunity to go down for another month because then massive panic is going to set in and a lot of the miners are actually going to be in trouble if Bitcoin starts falling below 25,000 and for a potential to crater down to $20,000. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the warning from ToneVase. And to watch this video he did entitled Bitcoin's Independence Day, check the show notes below the video in the description. And with that being shared, fam, now for our breaking story of the day, which is Bitcoin miners need the Bitcoin price over 98,000 by the time of the next halving in 2024, which is scheduled to be roughly in April of next year, which is now less than 9 months away. Let's discuss this, shall we? Predictions the Bitcoin will see a six-figure price by the end of 2024 continue to surface despite the Bitcoin price losing 30,000 level recently. For publicly listed Bitcoin miners in particular, a price north of 100,000 may be more of a necessity than a forecast if their business models are to remain profitable. That's right. Bitcoin mining stocks have been on a tear this year, outperforming Bitcoin by a wide margin in recent months. While Bitcoin has seen reduced volatility in a period of consolidation, Bitcoin mining company stocks have risen by nearly 100% in just a matter of months. I mean, check them out here. You got Riot Platforms, Marathon Digital Holdings, Iris Energy, CleanSpark, Bitfarms, and Hut 8 Mining. A recent report by Seeking Alpha explores Bitcoin mining by examining one popular miner in particular, Riot Platforms. It notes that despite Riot being expected to triple its mining capacity next year in 2024, the company and Bitcoin miners in general could face serious headwinds from the halving. A 50% decrease in Bitcoin block rewards cuts the miners' main source of revenue in half. That's right. Miners like Riot can also issue new equity shares to fund their operations. This dilutes existing shares, meaning that even if the company's underlying fundamentals are sustained, the share price may not keep up. Combine this with the fact that many miners could already be overbought at the current valuations, and things don't look too rosy for public Bitcoin mining stocks, although public mining stocks have outperformed Bitcoin this year. Thus far in 2023, an increase in Bitcoin being sent to exchanges could indicate a decline of the momentum. A big big increase in the Bitcoin price will therefore be required for miners to remain profitable at today's hash rate levels. As pointed out here, Bitcoin miners have had a banger of a year. Riot is up 457%. Marathon is up 421%. Bit is up 337%, and CLSK up 246%. Both Bitcoin and NVIDIA rose by less than public miners this year, 80% and 222%, respectively. The best way to get leverage high beta exposure to Bitcoin through these Bitcoin miners. Now, how does the Bitcoin price need to go for the miners to maintain their current valuations? Let's discuss it. The report mentioned above concludes that nearly $100,000 could be required for miners to carry on as usual, quoting them here. Unless Bitcoin outperforms our Bitcoin thesis, we don't see any way where the Bitcoin sector can come out unscathed. Even with Riot's ambitious 35 exahashes per second, our model suggests that Bitcoin needs to trade above 98,000 to justify Riot's current valuation post-halving. Now, based on this report, they warn that hodling Bitcoin mining stocks is extremely risky, as underlying fundamentals may not keep pace with the current valuations that may not be pricing in next year's Bitcoin halving. And meanwhile, a recent report from MatrixPort entitled Matrix on Target, Prepare for the Soaring 2024 Year-End Bitcoin Target of $125,000. Send it. Describes how Bitcoin can reach $45,000 by the year-end and $125,000 by the end of 2024. Now, the significance of the Bitcoin price reaching a one-year high for the first time in a year is emphasized by the author. The signal has marked the beginning of a new bull market every time in the past, quoting him here. On June 22nd, 2023, Bitcoin made a new one-year high, marking the first time in a year. This signal has historically indicated the end of the bear markets and the start of the new crypto bull markets. Previous occurrences took place in August of 2012, December of 2015, May of 2019, and August of 2020, with the actual bull markets materializing in 2013, 2017, and 2021, which is ultimately the year preceding the halving. And he continues, this signal has been triggered four times, and in all four cases, the bull market fully unfolded within 12 to 18 months. So if history is any guide, then there is now 100% probability that by the end of 2024, Bitcoin will experience another massive bull market with the price target of $125,000, which is a 310% increase from today's value based on the previous three signals. Now, this six-figure Bitcoin price prediction echoes numerous others, including Standard Chartered, for example, forecasting 120,000 Bitcoin price by the end of next year. And interestingly, this is largely based on Bitcoin miners not selling Bitcoin before the halving. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding all of this? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.